All right, to end this four-part series on the ego, we've covered relationships, we've covered what the ego is, we've covered ego at work. Now we're going to take this on a personal level, even though we're pretty good at that. We're pretty good at looking at ourselves.
I think so. I mean, maybe that's hypocritical or, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to cover if you are an egomaniac.
Dun, dun, dun. What's that song? You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. You know, you're so vain.
Okay.
You probably think this song is about you.
Okay.
Yes, I am an egomaniac.
So we're going to do this quiz simultaneously. So we figure out whether or not we are egomaniacs at the same time.
And we're going to tell you the truth.
Question number one. Uh-oh. Oh. You made a mistake at work. And now your team is working late. Option A.
Bribe, bribe, bribe.
I'm mortified. Why do I always mess up? I'll apologize profusely and pull an all-nighter to make up for it. Option B. Oof, this is stressful. I really don't want to acknowledge my mistake, so I won't fess up. Option C. Everyone makes mistakes. The best thing to do now is to take responsibility. Option D. That doesn't sound like me. I bet it was someone else. I'll get to the bottom of this.
C.
Okay, so you're everyone makes mistakes. The best thing to do now is take responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about really where I land here. If my team's working late, I would definitely fess up.
Yeah, but your option C doesn't say you're not going to be there with them.
See, I don't want to be there with them.
But what I mean is it's not detailed enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I 100% would take responsibility, but I'm also not a kind of person that would necessarily put myself down.
So I'm going to answer C, but I'll put it on the record here that I also wouldn't be working late with my team.
She's on the record, folks.
Yeah.
I definitely have worked. I would stay with my team.
I'm just, my laziness takes over. This is where I'm like really selfish.
I am useless. Like my old team anyway, they were legit the most skillful people I've ever worked with, and I knew that, and so I was there for moral support. So every 2 hours I had snacks and I would have good music on and I would like help them if they needed things, but I was really there morally.
See, I just don't care about people enough,
Cynthia.
And also I do have a righteousness when it comes to my efficiency.
If it was their
I'm starting to sound more like D.
If it was their mistake, it's different.
Yeah.
I would still be supportive. Yeah. I would say, don't worry, everyone makes mistakes. Let's fix it. How can I help you? How can I be of support? Mm-hmm. But if it's my mistake, I would try and make sure that it's important you set examples for your team, right? So okay. I'm here with you. I support you. I made a mistake. I fess up. And guess what? Next time they make a mistake, it's not a problem because we're all in it together.
Yeah. You hope that bleeds through to the other people.
Actions.
Yeah. Okay. Question two. You're going through a hard time. How are you coping?
Oh, God.
Option A. Handle it myself. My biggest fear is having to admit my life isn't perfect. Ooh, Fariba. Mm. Option B. I'll reach out to the people who care about me. I know I'm resilient. I'll get through this. Mm. Option C. I won't reach out to anyone. I'd hate to bug others with my silly issues. Got a couple options here.
Yeah.
Option D, I try not to show weakness around other people, but sometimes I can't help but break down.
D.
I am D as well.
Stop copying me.
Because you really want me to be the egomaniac here. Yeah, it's I was looking for that answer because sometimes my anxiety
we put up a front
will take over and I have no choice. Yeah. I'm like, I got a break here. Yeah.
I've had moments where I'm, especially with men in my life, with boyfriends and I'm so strong, and then I'm just so hurt sometimes I just break down and they're like, oh my God, I've never seen you cry. Yeah.
Okay, question three. How often do you think about yourself? A, it's probably about 50-50. B, I prioritize my happiness, so I do think about myself, but I also make sure to be present for others. C, all the time. I'm the most... All the time, I'm the most interesting person I know.
So good. You couldn't have written that any better.
Option D. I never think about myself.
Ooh.
Go ahead and answer mine.
I think I'm either A or D. Probably the older I get. Yeah, probably A. I have moments where I really need to think about myself more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. This may be where we turn here. Maybe where I take a...
As I like meal prepped... Once a week for a guy who did not even give a shit.
True story.
Yeah.
I mean, but we've all been there.
Yeah.
Question four. Your friend just got a big promotion. What are you thinking? Oh, this is really where we're going to start to turn. A. I'm so excited for them. But it does make me think, I wish I were more talented.
Oh. No.
Oh, boy. It's not looking good for me here. B, I'm happy for them, but I'm equally jealous. C, that's great. It's so fun to be in a big, successful friend group, myself included. Okay, come on. Like, who really is that one? Come on. D, I'm way smarter than them. Why hasn't my work seen my worth yet?
Ooh.
Okay, reading all these, I'm not as bad as I thought. I am A. I'm the person that was like, great. Wish I was more talented.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Girl, I thought you were D.
But that's why I'm saying I read that one and I was like, okay, I'm not as bad as I thought. Because that's not me.
I don't think you would ever question your talent.
No, I do. I do. I just get more depressed about myself. Yeah.
Okay. After I know you made a comment about it, but I'm going to go with C. Yeah. I've never in my life thought if someone, okay, honestly, when my friends get promoted, I don't even think about myself. So I might, so C doesn't even apply to me because I would never turn around and say, including myself.
Right.
I just wouldn't, if someone is talking about themselves to me about like a promotion, I would never bring myself into
yes,
it.
Yes, so you're C.
So I don't
know. Whatever. Question five. Someone just corrected you.
Ooh.
What do you do? A. I'm so embarrassed. I always mess this stuff up. I might even apologize to my inaccuracy. B. I might get a little annoyed, but it won't ruin my day. C. I'll double check their source, but if they're right, I'll accept it happily. D. I'm seething. They better prepare for war. I have to read these over because I'm actually not sure what I am here. If someone correct, like,
but
I'm trying to.
What? You need more context.
Yeah. Like, is it a grammar mistake? Like, yeah. Is it. No, if someone corrects me, like, I'm fine with that.
I don't care. I would just.
But
wait. It depends what it is.
Yeah. If they're correcting, like, my perception on something, if they're correcting.
Or if they have no idea about the industry you're in or about like a passion you're involved in and they've just never been a part of it, but then they make like a very naive correction or like an inaccurate correction, then I would be upset.
Let's just say this is more surface level. Let's just say you were talking about a country and you named their capital and you were wrong. That sounds more like what this question is directed about.
So what was B? Read B again.
I might get a little annoyed, but it won't ruin my day.
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah.
I still don't know what I am.
But I wouldn't be more like if it's surface level, I wouldn't be mortified.
I'm just gonna say I'm so embarrassed. I always mess this stuff up. Yeah. By the way, I've noticed, because we're completing this quiz at the same time, I've noticed that since we've been answering differently, my options are showing up in different orders.
Oh.
So I wonder if this quiz kind of tries to
algorithm
manipulate you a little bit here.
Interesting.
Question six.
That is interesting, actually.
You just got rejected by your crush. Where's your mind at? A, gulp. I'm a little embarrassed. What will my friends say? B, well, I guess I'm not for everyone. I'll find the right person soon. C, no surprise. I wouldn't choose me either. Aww. I wish I hadn't bothered them in the first place.
That's so sad.
D, I'm angry. How can they expect to do better than me? So to be honest, I know how crazy D sounds, but I would say that is most people nowadays.
I feel like I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. Like most people are like, how dare they?
What was A?
Gulp, I'm a little embarrassed. What will my friends say?
Oh, I wouldn't care about that.
Well, I guess I'm not for everyone. I'll find the right person soon. And aww, then there's the no surprise. Or
B or D?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Okay. Here's my ego. I don't think I'm that good looking or whatever. So, but if it was someone who was even less attractive than me, maybe I would be more angry, or vice versa. If they were a lot more attractive than me, then I'd be like, B, like whatever. I don't know.
You're in between for sure.
Between B
but
and
I,
D, right?
I'm not leaning really towards B for you. If we go off of historical context, you do lean a little bit more toward D.
Is that because I'm going through my five stages of like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's I'm going through my five stages.
Yeah, but if you compare
to
me...
I go through... So that's literally my stages of grief would be C, sadness, complete depression.
You're in between a bunch of these, actually. You're also a little bit A.
Well, I don't think I'm A at all.
I'm trying to think of what
like,
really...
Like, I would never give a shit about my friends.
At the root of it, though, really I can't answer that for you. Like, what are you feeling inside? Because you have portrayed a bunch of these externally.
Yeah.
But how do you feel,
I think,
truly inside?
D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, of course I'm going to get angry.
I still need to answer here, but this one's pretty easy for me. I'm going to have to go with, well, I guess I'm not for everyone. I'll find the right person soon. However, that doesn't mean I'm not like completely devastated.
Yeah,
like in brackets, devastated.
But this is exactly.
Yeah.
You go through your entire.
Yeah, but I don't hit the. I don't hit the. How can they like? I don't. I never think like, how could they do better than me?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Question seven: would you want to be famous? A. Maybe. I'm sure it would get annoying, but it would be fun to be appreciated for my skills. B. Yes. Whenever I'm watching a famous actor or singer, I always think to myself, I could do better than that. C. I think I would. Who wouldn't enjoy all that praise and attention? D. Definitely not. I'd hate to have that many people know of me.
I think my inner like heart is D.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that way for you. I am most definitely
yeah, B.
No, I'm sure it would get annoying, but it would be fun to be appreciated for my skills.
Oh, I would have gone with B. I could see you watching most shows and being like especially reality shows and being like, I could have done better.
No, see, that's where my ego does check itself. That's where I have a little bit more of a like, well, this is so unfair.
Right.
I want more luck.
Right.
But I don't sit there and think I'm better than them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question eight. What do people think of you? So this is your perspective. It's important to like answer how you think people think of you. A, people probably see me as a little above average. I'd love to become even more impressive someday. B, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I still have a lot to offer. My friends love me for who I am. C, they probably think of my faults first. They probably associate me with low confidence or maybe weakness. D, people are jealous of me, so they try to drag me down. Sometimes it feels like the world is against me. I'm definitely B. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I still have a lot to offer. My friends love me for who I am.
Yeah,
and that's why I have one friend. Brackets. We're adding a lot of brackets to this.
I would say I'm A.
Yeah. That sounds okay. These are interesting questions.
I'm interested to see the results as well.
Yeah.
Because we've had a couple different ones
for each other. Question 9. Pick a statement you can relate to. A, I wish I cared a little less about what other people thought of me. B, I wish I could fix the things that are wrong with me. C, I love myself, but I find that I'm happiest when I'm not 100% focused on myself. D, in this life, I care about wealth, status, and how others view me.
I'm B.
Right. That sounds about right with the way you talk. Yeah. I am A. I wish I cared a little less about what others thought about me, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's also, it's kind of self-serving, that response for myself, because it's like, I wish I cared less so that I could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Not so that I could be better for them, so I could just be better for myself.
Yeah.
Less anxiety, suffer less, be more successful. Mm-hmm. It's all selfish thinking.
Yeah, yes and no. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to be selfish.
Yeah. Who else is going to think of you, really? As an unmarried woman.
Oh,
talking
dear.
To you, all my exes. Okay.
We should do an episode of us and our exes.
Like, invite them into the room with us?
What? Actually.
No. Or just our relationship with our exes.
Just our relationship.
Just talking candidly.
Just unhinged. Like, just very open about things that happened. And then one episode could be you. One episode could be me.
I think that's a really great idea, because I think we're now as far removed as we can be from all our exes.
Yeah.
And I think our perspective on how things played out could be important.
Yeah, and I don't think it would come from an angry place or a... We've worked on ourselves, so I think we're, somewhat healed or healing.
Yeah. There's definitely things that can be learned from our new perspectives.
And it would just be fun to reflect openly. Yeah.
We're on question 10 now.
Right. A couple more to go.
Your classmate or colleague just made an awful joke. You, A, get a bad feeling and think, is this what people feel like when I try to make jokes? B, throw them a pity laugh and try to make it convincing. C, tack a new joke onto theirs. That way you get a laugh and you help ease the awkwardness. D, stay silent and think to myself, geez, I'm so glad I'm actually funny.
It's so good. It's so good. Can there be a bracket, like how I feel about that person?
Because that's where I was waiting for that. I was like.
Like, what if I don't like.
Well, I guess D kind of speaks to that, because you're kind of judging them. You're like,
yeah,
wow.
But if it was someone I liked, I would 100% be B.
Yeah.
I would just laugh. I would be like, I got you, girl. Like,
see, I'm B. I give them the pity laugh. But again, it's self-serving. It's so that I can keep my job. It's not like...
But what if it's like a friend?
No, I do not care about how you feel. If you make a bad joke and it doesn't land, that's on you. I don't care about you.
Okay, hold on. What if they're in a... I'm assuming the way I read or heard that was you're in like a setting of other people and you don't want to make it awkward for anyone. So to make them feel better, you just kind of throw them a pity laugh, which is what I would do.
Yeah, but they did say the setting is a classmate or colleague. So I'm putting myself in the workplace.
People. Yeah, so it means there's other people around you.
Yeah, but I don't care if your joke doesn't get laughed at.
Wait, you're D?
No, but I would give them a pity laugh just because I want to keep my, I don't want to look like a B-I-T-C-H to my work.
Right.
It's a self-serving action.
Yeah, I would, I'm B because I would want them to not feel awkward.
Okay, yeah. So this is interesting because we're giving the same answer, but for different reasons.
We have different intention, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go with it anyways.
Okay.
We're picking apart this ego quiz. I don't know what that says about us.
Do it better.
We're smarter.
If we wrote it. Quiz
on egos. Question 11. Pick a fantasy. A. I'd love to wake up and feel like a brand new person. I'd love to be stronger, smarter, you name it. B. I'd love to have a moment of success at work or in school. Like maybe I get recognized for a great idea. C. I've achieved my goals. I'm surrounded by amazing friends and family. And I'm a confident, fulfilled person. Ooh, I already know what I'm picking. D. I'm the most celebrated person in the world. Tons of people cheering my name and telling me I'm the best.
A.
You're A. You want to wake up a brand new person. Fariba.
Well, out of the options you're giving me, they're all crap.
Okay, so I'm going to give you A. I've achieved my goals. I'm surrounded by amazing friends and family, and I'm a confident, fulfilled person because I literally had this fantasy today. I was literally just thinking.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry.
You can't go back because I already submitted your thing.
Oh, because I forgot it was the first part of the question was it's your fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have picked C if it was my fantasy.
Okay, well, hopefully it doesn't throw it off too
much.
But
my reality is
well, yeah. And then there you go. You're in a brainstorm sesh. What's your goal? A. I just want to get through this. I hate being put on the spot. I feel like all my ideas are bad. Mm. B. The goal is to hear as many strong ideas as possible. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. That was B.
I can't even get through this one because I'm already like, there's no one has good ideas. I'll put mine forward, then encourage others to do the same. Oh, this is definitely not me. I'm just going to say that right now. Not when we like that is actually. This is actually my pet peeve when everyone has a voice.
She's getting rattled right now. Because
I want all meetings to be emails because no, not everyone should have a voice.
Oh, really, Cynthia?
Yeah, no.
Oh, really?
Not everyone should have a voice. See, my idea is definitely the best, so I'll do my best to convince the others.
Oh, okay.
D, I'd love to be recognized for contributing a couple of strong ideas, but otherwise I'll take a backseat. My reality, like the thing that I usually do is D, I'll throw out a couple of strong ideas and then I'll just kind of sit back. Mm. But depending on the scenario, if I've already made a judgment about you, mm-hmm. I can sit more in the C column where I'm like, okay, but my idea is definitely going to be the best because I don't value anything that you have to say. So I'm just going to do my best to convince you. Like, I've already made my decision. So mm-hmm. this is really group dependent. Mm-hmm. But well, I think...
What was B again?
It was the goal is to hear as many strong ideas as possible. Mm-hmm. I'll put mine forward, then encourage others to do the same.
Yeah, I would do B.
Okay. Drum roll, please.
I don't know how to do it.
It's like... We scored identical.
What?
We both got you're confident, but not egotistical. What do my results mean? Wow, you might be our idol. You're self-assured, value-driven, and balanced, but you don't have an ego. There's a difference between confidence and self-centeredness, and you're the proof. You refuse to be your own worst enemy, but at the same time, you don't step on others to climb to the top. Basically, you're a super healthy, developed, and empowered person, and we're pretty sure we want to be you when we grow up. With our blessing, go out into the world and kick some butt. You probably have goals you want to achieve, people you want to make proud, and places you want to explore. To get started on an exciting journey, take a look at these WikiHow guides included below. And there's some advertisements. So
we're pretty much perfect.
We're pretty much perfect.
We're amazing.
Yeah,
this amazing. Is like the best that you could ever be.
I mean, I don't know how you could argue with this Wiki quiz. But
I mean, talk about something feeding your ego.
So you're saying I'm the best.
We're like the best. We're superstars.
All jokes aside, I mean, reading that paragraph,
does it make you feel good?
Yes, it makes me feel good, but it also makes sense. We aren't no, we aren't
reading that makes sense because we are the best.
We aren't very polarizing people, mm-hmm. right? And I think at the end of the day, we know that. Well, we aren't.
Well, if we didn't, if there was any doubt in my mind.
How much were you hoping for me to get the egotistical?
I thought, first of all, I didn't know what type of responses they were going to get.
Right, yeah.
They produced a full on, like if we didn't have egos before, we have one now. Like, I've never been praised so much in my life.
Go get it, girl.
Yeah.
Kick some butt.
You're like the ideal human being.
This is not the outcome that we needed from an ego
Guys,
quiz.
This is how you know the result is so false, because we're so happy with the fact that we were just told we're perfect. We're like, really? We are.
You shouldn't have.
It makes sense.
It does make sense, though. Come on. We're not so bad people.
We're so balanced.
We are not bad people. You know?
I don't think we're bad
people.
And
it's just telling us that we're not.
We're so good.
We're good people. I encourage all y'all to take this quiz.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I encourage all you all to keep listening to us.
And that too. Clearly.
Guys, we know. Have all the answers. Oh dear.
Okay, so we need to summarize this series a little bit. We're gonna come back to the beginning and talk about why we started this series. And mm-hmm. we started it because in every topic that we explore on this podcast outside of this series on the ego, we have come to and touched on how the ego influences all of these different concepts in our lives, in our society, through evolution, all of these things. Human behavior is forever influenced by ego. So we really wanted to put a major focus on it. That doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to touch on it as we continue to explore subjects that have to do with the human condition.
It is a pivotal part of our psychology. And I think part of the reason that we spend so much time talking about it is because, one, we want you to start thinking about what is your ego? How do you identify it? And maybe change the perception of the ego in our society a bit. You know, not everything has to be a negative thing.
As a person with anxiety, hearing that I'm well balanced is a pretty great thing. So
yeah. Do you like question it though? Like, did you?
Oh, for sure.
Did you question that result, or were you like me and you're like, no, I am.
No, no. I think as it pertains to this, I'm pretty. But yeah, as we talked about the answers, we did find some missed opportunities in the questions to have a little bit more detail.
And the interesting part of it is, as you guys just saw, we did the quiz, we answered, most of our answers were different, but we got the same result. And so that means you don't always have to have the same path in life for it to be the correct path. I'm not saying good or bad, because that is what the definition is, what it is for everyone. But your path doesn't have to be exactly like someone else for it to be successful for you.
And that's been one of the most passionate things that we've talked about, and why we want to put clips out on TikTok, is because we're trying to compete with the standard that's out there of self-help influencers who put together these calculated ways of living your life, and you don't even know, you may not even be aware that that's what you're consuming. Mm-hmm. We're trying to provide the alternative to this recipe driven self guidance, self improvement way.
We're trying to give different perspectives, and hopefully we're achieving that.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, we're perfect.